This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Will you tell us the score of the Browns Commanders game on Sunday? He's right. It does still sound weird to say it.
It's a dumb name.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's a silly name.
I'm not going to be shocked if they change it again.
Call them the Washington football team. I actually liked the Washington football team. I thought that was actually a really cool name. And it might be because I'm a soccer fan to begin with, so I'm kind of used to Arsenal or Tottenham or one of those.
Are you good with Utah hockey?
I actually am.
And I don't think that's that bad either.
And it's a cool logo on top of it.
For a generic thrown together thing, just to give them a year until they actually come up with a real name?
I mean, let's be real honest. It's going to be hard to beat the Kraken. I saw the logo come by when I was watching the game last night, and it had the Seattle Kraken logo up there with the eye and everything. I was like, oh, that's just cool. That's going to be tough.
There are some pretty cool nickname options for that Utah hockey team, though, that are sitting out there. That, you know, like, I looked at them when they first came out, and they're still talking about, did they do the vote already? I don't know if they've done the vote or not yet.
I'm not plugged into Utah.
I don't think they have. I don't know. I kind of like Utah Venom. I think that's pretty cool.
That could work.
Utah Blizzard, Utah Mammoth is one. Utah Outlaws, man. Utah Venom, love that. Utah Yeti,
that's
another one.
A cool word.
I do love the colors that they've gone with. It's rock black, salt white, mountain blue.
A little bit of an update for you. David Njoku back at practice today. So
good.
David Njoku practicing for the team today. Yesterday, according to multiple reports as well, was an off day for David Njoku. It was a planned off day for him. So good to see him back at practice today. Of course, Kevin Stefanski coming up in about that 120, 130 area, and we'll keep you up to date when the injury report hits.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up David Njoku because that is a part of my two keys in a lock. So here we go. Hody, you in on this? You ready? I want to make sure you're prepared.
I was born ready, Andy.
Oh, man. Should we let him in? It's up to you. You're the producer.
Oh, now you throw this
now
back at me.
Now it's on you.
You're the worst.
It could be okay. Just me and you. Time now for Baskin and Phelps presents Two Keys and a Lock. Of course, we're talking about Sunday's game between Washington and the Browns. We'll start with key number one, Dan Menigan.
Key number one. I will quote Sal Palantonio. I am sure it is one of your keys. I am sure it is one of Hody's keys. So we are all not copying each other's homework on this one. We know it's the case. Can you please run the ball? The whole league is running the ball. The whole league. We are living in a cover two world where they're putting a dome on your passing offense. Run the ball. I'll give you a number. Run the ball 25 times in this game. Please even get that up to 30. Help your quarterback. Help your offensive line. Establish the run. That is key number one.
Cody.
Key number one for me is if David Njoku returns, he needs to be a big option for Deshaun Watson to get the football to. David Njoku, I think, can make some big plays. We still haven't seen it yet, and especially in the Cowboys game, I think David Njoku will help bring some life into this offense.
I got a feeling this is all going to sound very similar today. Key number one for me is developing a relationship for that tight end to get a little bit more out of the tight end. And, you know, obviously, if David Njoku is back, that would be outstanding. But you're talking about a guy so far has just played one game this year with 5 targets and 44 yards. When you look at the big picture, the Browns have had 727 targets throughout the season. Just 22 have gone to the tight ends. Jordan Akins has, he's got the majority of them with 14. He's played in all 4 games. He does have 9 receptions, but still, he's only got 76 yards. I thought it was interesting to watch Blake Whitehart last week, really seeing his first time ever getting big-time playing time, and he came through last week, had a really nice catch on the touchdown drive to start the game, and then he ended up with the touchdown. So, you know, Blake Whitehart could be a factor. It doesn't really matter if it's Whitehart or Akins or Njoku. They've got to get the tight end involved, not only offensively to get the ball up in the air to those guys and let them pick up a couple yards here and there, but they desperately need those guys to hang on the line to give your quarterback, Deshaun Watson, a little bit more time to get rid of the ball. That is key number one. Now, my friends, we present key number two, Dan Menigan.
Key number two for me, again, comes back to the offense. We mentioned this stat a little bit earlier. The Browns have converted a league low 20.8% of their third downs. They are 11 for 53 on third down. You cannot win football games when you are only converting 20% of your third downs. To put it in perspective, the Washington Commanders have converted a league-high 53.5% of their third downs. You need to sustain drives. You need to help your defense, and you need to get going on offense. You got to raise that number. Key number two for me, you got to succeed on third down. That number needs to get closer to 50% on third down if you want to beat this Commanders team.
The Fry Guy, you know who he is. Andrew Hody, key number two.
Key number two for me is the defensive line. I want to see some quarterback pressures. I want to see them essentially contain Jaden Daniels, because Jaden Daniels, we've seen great stuff from him. And I think it's going to be on the defensive line to step it up and make those plays. And I'd even throw JOK in there as well. Even though he's a linebacker, I think he's going to be really important going into Sunday's game.
And being healthy, I think, is going to be important for him too, going into this game and being well-rested. So as I see this, my key number two, I hate to go back to it because you guys both kind of alluded to it, but is obviously rushing the ball. And like I said, if key number one was having a tight end on the line to help things out, or two tight ends on the line to give Deshaun Watson a little help, well, I think it's also going to help the offensive line to run the ball if they can keep the tight ends out there too, because what do you know? You got more offensive line and you've got more ability to block for a running back. It's hard to look at the rushing numbers for the Browns with 379 yards on 88 carries through 4 games and realize that Jerome Ford is your leading rusher and your second leading rusher is your quarterback. They're not winning games. I'm sorry. I know Deshaun can run the ball, but it should just be periodically. He is the second leading rusher on this team right now with 22 carries, 117 yards. In fact, you want to take away the carries and look and see who's got them. I mean, Jameis Winston has 4, so there you go. You got 26 at that point. So I don't know. I'm just looking at that. Boy, we got to get to lock. That really went by fast. Give me a lock. Go.
Lock in this game is, let's go with, I think Amari Cooper catches the touchdown in this game. So we'll go a touchdown to Amari Cooper. We'll go a touchdown to Jerry Jeudy as well. I think he also gets into the end zone. That's your lock. 2 touchdowns thrown by Deshaun Watson. 1 to Cooper, 1 to Jeudy.
Cody, quick lock.
Quick lock is the Browns offense will finally score above 20 points for the first time this season. We haven't seen it yet.
All right. My lock for the game is Terry McLaurin will not have 100 yards in receiving in this game. In fact, I want to lock it in at under 50, and I cannot wait to watch him go up against Denzel Ward again. The two former teammates at Ohio State, you remember that Denzel had an interception where he cut in front of him a year ago. So pretty good stuff. It's McLaurin against Ward, and I hope we see it all day. My money is on Ward in that situation. McLaurin less than 100 yards in receiving. That's two keys and a lock. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more college football. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.